بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a dance and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is الرحمن
Allah
who is المنان.
لا إله إلا.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Ata, and my guest speaker for today's discussion is Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about obsession. Which is considered to be a type of, we can say, psychological and, according to religious belief, a kind of a spiritual disease. So what to do, according to the religion of Islam, in order to remove the negative effects or, it's better to say, consequences of obsession in our life?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The first point that I would like to share is that as you rightly mentioned, we need to consider this problem as a kind of, as they call it in psychology, disorder or disease. Because unfortunately, sometimes some people take this problem easy and addressing those people suffering from this problem. They say that waswas or obsession is not anything important. You can get rid of it. Right from now on. No, it's a kind of problem. It's a kind of disease. It's a kind of disorder. Like any other disease, people suffering from that are in need of time, in need of taking consultation from different people. For some people, they need to refer to physicians and consume some medicines. So, our dear listeners out there who are not suffering from problem, please, do not take this problem lightly. And if especially you are dealing with a person, for example, unfortunately, some religious people, they are suffering from this problem when it comes to tahara or purity and impurity.
Yes.
Or ablution. Some people need minutes and minutes or sometimes hours to do major ablution or minor ablution. And when it comes to purity and impurity, they are suffering from waswas. They may wash their body, their dishes many times, and still they are not happy. Still they think that they are impure. So this is, as they call it, obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD. Yes. It's a kind of disorder. People need time, need to go to psychologist. And so I would like to share some instructions based on the religion.
But before getting to instruction, do you think that religion and religious beliefs are itself a motivation for obsession, especially among the people, because there are some rulings, some fixed laws in Islam, for example? Do they lead to obsession for people automatically or not?
Disorder is found among all people from different religions and those people who do not believe in any kind of religion. So, for example, some people, they are suffering from this problem when it comes to cleanliness.
Yes.
So we cannot say that religion has a role in this regard. Mm-hmm. Yes, some people may misunderstand the religion.
Yes.
Because, as I will mention, the verses of the Quran and the narrations are against this disorder. So, yes, maybe some people, through some of the Islamic laws, may lead their life toward obsession. But
yes.
Is it rooted in the religion of Islam? Of course not. Because of some of the verses and narrations that, inshallah, I will share. So I would like to, addressing the people suffering from that, I think the best person, so for some people, really they need to refer to physicians or psychologists. And for some people, maybe taking some medicines would be helpful. But beside all these actions, one of the instructions can be thinking.
Mm-hmm.
People are in need of thinking in midterm and in the long term so that gradually they can get rid of this problem. Allah says, so one of the points is that the verses of the Quran and the narrations tell us that the religion of Islam is an easy religion.
Yes.
And Allah said in chapter Hajj, verse 78, مَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah has not laid upon you any kind of haraj, any kind of unbearable hardship and difficulty in the religion.
Yes.
But people who are suffering from that, imagine a person goes to bathroom and he tries to wash himself and it takes him much time, 1 hour or more than that. So it is for sure a kind of haraj, a kind of problem while he or she is doing some religious actions, be it ablution, for example, which means that what you are trying to do is not a part of religion. It is exactly against the teachings of the religion of Islam. And the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying that, I was sent with a religion which is samha sahla. It is very easy to follow this religion. So if we are trying to put ourselves into problems when it comes to issue like, waswas, like in purity and impurity, ablution. In the prayer, some people suffer from many, what we call it, shak or doubt during the prayer. And it can be called a kind of waswas or obsession in the prayer. So it is not a part of the religion. So people need to think about the fact that what you are doing to do, you think that you are acting upon the Islamic laws on purity and impurity.
Yes.
But Islam says that no. When it comes to purity, as long as you do not know whether it is pure or impure, it is pure. We have asalatul tahara.
Yes.
We have asalatul hilya. As long as you are not sure whether it is permitted or prohibited, it is permitted. When it comes to people suffering from shak, we have the concept of kathiru shak in the prayer, which means that if you have a lot of doubt in the prayer from the third one onward, you shouldn't pay attention to your doubt. You need to continue the prayer, and so on and so forth. So we have all these Islamic laws mentioned in the books of jurisprudence.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah, we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
We have one ayah in the Holy Quran, Min Shar al Waswas al Khannas. Is this waswas different from that one?
Yeah, and the word waswasa in that verse is referring to the temptations. Of
so somehow people here are tempted to
Right. Yeah, for sure the root is the same. The root of waswas, waswasa, all of them, they are coming from the same root. But that verse is referring to the literal meaning of waswas, which is temptation.
Okay.
The second point that people need to think about is the fact that in many cases, what people who are suffering from obsession do, they lead to other prohibited actions. For example, israf or extravagance, people who are trying to wash themselves for hours, for sure it is going to lead to these prohibited actions. In many cases, they are forced to cut relations with close relatives.
Yes.
Both sides prefer not to have any connection, especially I'm talking about the religious people who are suffering from obsession in terms of purity and impurity. So in some cases, they come to cut the relations, which is a sin, a big sin in Islam, a major sin. Sometimes they begin to accuse each other. For example, you are not acting upon the Islamic laws. So this is another point that people suffering from this problem need to think about. As I mentioned, Islam mentions that in the Islamic laws, we have a special rules for waswas. The great Shia scholar, Sayyid Muhammad Kadhim Yazdi, in his Urwat al-Wuthqa, says that those people suffering from these problems should not pay attention to even their ilm, to their certainty. After washing, your hands, for example, for two times, which was impure, still you are sure that it is impure. You shouldn't pay attention to your certainty. Because according to the Islamic laws, now it is pure. So leave it. do not pay attention to even your knowledge, your certainty.
That's right. And this waswas has its own negative effects, especially when nurturing the children, isn't it?
Exactly.
For example, definitely. If you're gonna, for example, teach your child spiritual trainings, Islamic trainings, and religious ones, religious rulings, on that time waswas, even we ban the children from learning the true meaning of Islam, isn't it?
Yeah, it will give a very negative image of Islam, and which is not true. I mean, as I mentioned, the Holy Prophet says that this Sharia, this Islamic laws are somehow sahla, easy to follow. But seeing their parents putting themselves into all these problems, and not only themselves, their children and their relatives and so on and so forth, would give a very negative image of Islam.
In this way, can we say that the Kharijites were obsessed with worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
No.
Can we say, for example, they were frequently doing something... even for example, when they did Qus, they said that they thought that they were doing it wrong and they do it again.
I didn't hear anything about Khawarij suffering from this problem. Okay. Yes, they were worshiping God. Mm-hmm. In some cases, they may have done it a lot, more than necessary. They may have ignored other obligations. But to claim that they were suffering from this disorder, I do not think so. The other point is that in these cases, we need to, look at our role models, be it in the first place, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. We have, for example, one narration from Imam Ali, alayhi as-salam, that ma ubali abawlun asabani aw ma'un idha lam a'lam. The Imam says that when I go to washroom, for example, and when I come out, there might be some... moisture on my body, but I'm not sure whether it is the pure water or the impure urination. Imam says that this is Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says that I don't care because I do not know, and as long as you do not know, as I said, we have the concept of asalat al-tahara.
Yes.
So we shouldn't be more Catholic than the Pope. This is Imam Ali alayhi salam telling us that you shouldn't pay attention as long as you are not sure about this.
Yes.
Again, we have the concept of Muraqaba, and muhasaba, people suffering from that every day on a daily basis. They may put some conditions for them. If I'm away from this, then if I'm, repeat this action, washing my hands several times, for example, the next day I would fast. During the day, they need to do muraqaba, and at night they do muhasaba, self-account. And gradually, inshallah, this also would help them to get rid of this problem. And of course...
So insistence on these recommended actions is a help, you mean is a contribution to solve waswas.
And finally, one of the best means is to do tawassul with Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, these points would help. And at the same time, we need to pay attention to the fact that in many cases, psychologists can give us good
physicians,
consultations.
Psychologists,
and in the next stage... physicians and maybe consuming some drugs.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of obsession or obsessive compulsive disorder, how the religion of Islam will help us to solve this problem and remove its negative effects from our life. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. See another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن. الرحمن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن